Welcome to this week's Anchor of Holiness on your journey to holiness. It is your personal holiness through God's holiness. This week is going to be a very exceptional week for you. It is actually week 42 of your process to holiness. It's going to be really interesting in that I'm going to give you a way to escape consciously so that you can come back victorious. I'm also going to teach you how you can make a difference between when you are really relaxing and when you're really just doing, as we say, nothing. Well, this week's Anchor of Holiness says, make a conscious effort to relax. The key word here is conscious effort to relax. There is a big difference between time off and off time. Well, I promise you that this week that you're going to actually look at what you're doing with your time in a different light as it relates to your relaxation. I'm going to encourage you to understand that relaxation has to do with how you feel and think. It has to do with how you're dealing with your cares. It has to do with how you're displacing your thoughts and emotions. And so this week, I want to have you make a conscious effort to relax. And it has to be that you and I are going to have to get to the point that we learn the art of quietness. And so in doing that, I'd like for you to look at a scripture that I found very intriguing. It is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Here it gives to me a very, very interesting perspective on how we can actually make a conscious effort to actually relax. You see here in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, verse 11 and 12, it really says, as he began to encourage the saints here, Paul is actually encouraging them and giving them keys on how to have noble aspirations. But here he adds this final one. He says, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And look at verse 12. It says that you may walk honestly toward them that are without and that ye may have lack of nothing. Wow, that was really exciting to find out that it is simply through the effort of learning to relax and studying or having a noble aspiration to be quiet that we can actually get to the point that we lack, L-A-C-K, meaning that we have no need of anything. Well, that was very exciting, and that's how I want to encourage you this week. You see, Paul gives you, in verse 11, the key to a noble aspiration, and that is a quiet and subdued life. Much too often, we are caught up in the rat race of life when it seems that everything is on a treadmill and that we're going much faster than we really want to. Well, when you study 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, looking at verse 11, it really encourages us that it's going to now be upon us to make a conscious effort. It's going to be something that we're going to have to aspire to do, and it's going to be something that we have to make a necessity. Why, it's not enough to keep saying, I am so busy, I'm busy doing this, I'm busy doing that, I have no time. Well, see, when you feed that kind of thinking into your body, you are going to cause your life to be on decline. And I'm saying to you that you have to make time to relax. You have to make time to cause yourself to be put, as I would say, off of the treadmill. Sometimes the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to just lock the emotional doors and just turn off the light that has been showing us all the negativities in life and then just sit there for a moment to be able to relax. You see, as a step toward your happiness and as a step toward representing Christ, it is going to be very, very important that you learn the benefits of learning to actually relax. Why? You may say, well, you know, Saturday and Sunday or whatever your days off, you may say, well, that's my day off. And you'll find that when you think about it, your alleged day off becomes filled with things that you really haven't spent the time relaxing. So you may have time off, but you've not had off time. And so this week is what I'm trying to get you to do, to get to a point of having off time, not just having time off. Well, then you say, what is off time? Off time is the ability to make a conscious effort to do nothing. Oh, I hear you now. You're thinking, oh my God, that's absolutely important and absolutely impossible to some of you may think. Well, let's look at the word nothing. This is what I want you to keep in mind as you adopt your new lifestyle. It should be, off time says, no thing should drive you to respond. I want to say that again. When I say to you, do nothing, I want you to pull it apart, meaning that no thing should drive you to respond. And off time, meaning that you have turned your emotion inwardly to you, and that you're decomposing, as it were. You're actually killing out, dying out, that need to feel that you have to respond and to be involved in everything. You're actually going to disconnect. That may be very difficult for you, and so I provided for you some ways on how you may learn to disconnect. Now, the way you disconnect to have off time is to, first of all, make a commitment to do it. You've got to say to yourself that this is the time that I'm going to spend with me and Christ. I am going to have off time. I'm going to do nothing. No thing will drive me to respond. Now, the way you do this is getting to the point where you're looking into the scriptures, and it says here that you have to study to be quiet. Well, the act of studying has to do with doing an exhaustive ploy and a point to make sure that you're going to achieve a goal or that you recall. And so here's what I'm saying to you. The step of learning to employ off time is to choose to do an in-depth search of your inside and learn what it is that keeps you moving and what it is that keeps you from turning off. So what you do, you're going to turn yourself and your body to the off position. When you do that, it is like charging your spiritual battery. A battery charge is not, it's kind of interesting, and what's happening is it's building up strength by gaining strength. And the key here is that you're going to do the same in your spiritual life. You're going to charge your spiritual battery by learning to relax and refresh. You are not going to be responsive to anything other than learning to listen to the Lord and study to be quiet. Well, you know, some people said to me that I have quiet time because I'm listening to music. Well, that's really not quiet time because you're inundating your space with music. Off time says you are literally not responding to anything. When was the last time that you actually sat quietly? Did nothing. Listened to nothing. Talked about nothing. Well, some of you might not be able to answer that quite honestly, but the reality is your off time has to be that you study to be quiet. You have to have a time to reflect and to refresh. And once you do that, in fact, if you remember the 23rd Psalm, it says that the role of the shepherd was to lead the sheep away in order to restore. Well, you probably haven't thought about that, but why did you then take some time to look at the 23rd Psalm? It says, He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, and He restores my soul. So the reality is that sometimes God has to lead us away from things in order to bring about our restoration. And so as you get through this week, think for a moment, you can do it. Make a conscious effort to relax and work to have off time, not just time off. You can do it. And if you do that, it'll be your bridge to much success in the Lord Jesus.